Welcome to the Forest Her podcast. My name is Becky Barlow, and I'm a forestry extension specialist with the Alabama Cooperative Extension System. I'm a forester whose first job was working for a major timber company. I loved that job, being able to work in the woods and working with great people who really wanted to do the right thing for the resource. But there was always something in the back of my mind, a feeling like I needed to do more. And looking back, I think it came from something that happened to my grandma when I was still in college. My grandmother was not your typical Southern sweet little old lady. She came of age in the early 1900s, lived through the Depression and the Second World War. As she aged, she was known for the five C's in our family: coffee, cigarettes, Cadillacs, cards, and cursing, and not necessarily in that order. She was no shrinking violet. But unfortunately, I also remember my grandma for another C word, con. My grandparents lived in a small community where friends and neighbors would come by and check on them from time to time. At one point, my grandmother was befriended by a local timber buyer. He would stop by and check on my ailing grandfather. He would bring my grandparents food from the local cafe. And after several months of him visiting, it came up that he bought timber trees. He asked my grandmother about the forest land she owned, land that had been in her family since the early 1800s. He told her he could cut it for her, that it would make her some money. She thought he would be harvesting only the little trees, but in the end, her land was clear cut and she was paid very little for it. Afterwards, the timber buyer would not return her calls and he never again came to visit. What could my grandmother have done differently? She needed information about forest land management. I know that everyone in the forest industry is not like the person who interacted with my grandma. What he actually told her and how that translated into her understanding of the situation, I will never know. But what I do know is that in my current position as an extension professional, I meet so many women who rely on their spouse or other family member to do most of the land management decision making. These women are not familiar with the property that they own or how it's managed. And as the general population of landowners age, women are increasingly being left with the decision-making responsibilities. They need knowledge to help them make wise management choices, and that's why we are launching the Forest Her podcast. Okay, I know, bad pun. But in 2016, we started the Forest Her workshop series, which focused primarily on getting forest land management information out to women landowners. So, a podcast seemed like the natural next step to provide information that we hope will inspire all landowners to actively manage their forests. We want to help landowners step out of their comfort zone and make informed decisions for their land about things like forest inventories, reforestation, water quality, wildlife management, and timber harvest. One thing I like about the podcast format is that we will be able to share conversations with you, conversations with land management professionals, research scientists, and most importantly, other landowners. These are the folks who have been there and done that, and they're often the best teachers. So I hope you will join us when the Forest Her podcast debuts in a few weeks, because we want to empower you to find your voice, to be bold, and to do good things for your land.